child.
Yes, dear.
As I draw near to you, my child, I feel that there may be certain things of particular interest you wish me to discuss.
Well, I did think about it this morning. I wanted to know if you could tell me, we often hear about people who are dying, who recognize a loved one, who has come to treat them and fetch them, I suppose. What about the earthbound ones? Why haven't they got any loved ones to care for them? They must have, surely.
That I consider as a very interesting question, which no doubt puzzles many people, because we often discuss our work, which entails a great deal of what we term rescue work.
Yes.
But I think one should clarify the point to the extent that there are many souls who are earthbound, who have been helped by their relations as best as possible, without any result. In consequence, we are called upon to help. Sorry about my coughing. My coffin disturbs the conditions.
Yes.
Can you hear?
Yes, thank you.
I regret the difficulty in communicating today, but one must expect under such circumstances. The health of the medium is not good.
Yes.
Naturally, the conditions were affected. But rather than disappoint you, child, I shall endeavor to continue. We were discussing, of course, those souls who are earthbound. First, I think one should remember that there are many, many different types of earthbound souls.